This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Caribbean, Cat 5 Irma headed toward Florida. Kate Delaney, America Tonight. And then we're going to key in on what's happening, of course, in Washington, D.C. as well. But first, let's start with Irma, because I think we're a little hurricane weary in this country. If you think about what happened with Harvey and how horrific Harvey was, and the fact that there may even be more people that are dead as a result of the destruction and the flooding from Harvey. In Houston especially, but that is all in the cleanup phase, and they're cleaning up and trying to figure out how they get back into their homes while they're getting out of their homes in Florida. Only three Category 5 hurricanes have ever hit the U.S. It's been 25 years since we have seen the likes of Irma. It's a monster storm in the Atlantic. Winds 185 miles an hour. Wow. It's forecast to tear up the islands of the Northern Caribbean and potentially smash into the U.S. by the weekend or even early next week. It is expected for now to maybe lose a little steam and become a Cat 4 before it strikes the U.S., but still very scary. I mean, it could easily be 150-mile-an-hour winds. Really, really nasty. Catastrophic damage, fallen trees, power poles, all that would be the norm, but even worse if possible. So what's happening as a result of these photographs that we're seeing of Irma, the meteorological crazy eye candy for them as they try to decide what's going to happen and the wind strengths and everything else. What's happening is evacuations. What's happening is in Key West, Florida, the people on Wednesday are expected to mandatorily evacuate that area because it would just be too damn dangerous, frankly, for them to stay there. They have to get out. The Navy is going to evacuate 5,000 in the military because they're prepping for Irma. They know just how bad it is if they look at the Naval Air Station in Florida. So once it slams into the Caribbean, and that includes Puerto Rico and the Virgin Islands, they got a brace in the mainland for it. So you think of the Naval Air Station base at Key West, they got evac orders. 50 to 60 might stay to man, well, they would stay to man essential functions there, but the commander of the U.S. Navy Region Southeast ordered that evacuation of non-essential personnel and any dependents from the Key West area to safely go to about 300 miles of Atlanta, Georgia, is what they're saying. So they're also saying that fixed wing planes, helicopters are moving inland from Jacksonville and from Mayport, Florida. Two submarines are preparing to evacuate. They've been evacuated. That's what they're doing right now. Guantanamo Bay, Cuba, they're going to shelter in place for the storm as it passes north of Cuba. This is a bad piece of business for sure, and I'm putting that mildly. Hard to interpret it because we just don't know if it's going to make, what kind of a turn it's going to make, except for that we know when we look at some of these different scales that are measurable, the catastrophic that we're talking about, most of that area would be uninhabitable for weeks. So just imagine what happens when it slaps down. I mean, how do you prepare for a hurricane? What's happening is people are getting every ounce of water, food, etc. that they can possibly get and trying to figure out a way, frankly, to survive this hurricane and where they need to go. I have friends in Charleston who are talking about what do they have to do, and what they have to do is they've got to go all the way up to Charlotte, and they're trying to go to Charlotte and try to go to other places so that they've got some sort of a safe haven of their own. And it's, you know, you see what's happening, FEMA almost out of money, and now we see what's to take place in Florida, and frankly, it's just unbelievable what we're talking about. Just unbelievable. And you look at that, and then you look at, as they're prepping for that, you look at what's happening in, you look what's happening with the flood victims and how much money and clothing and everything else you can imagine is beginning to pour in, and how appreciative the people are in Houston. And as they watch in horror to see this next hurricane take shape, it's hard to believe that we're talking about the same thing happening again, possibly to an even worse degree. People, do you believe it? It's true. I mean, it's absolutely shocking. So when Irma's churning and burning and what's happening there, DACA becomes what is on the menu for the day, as the president says no more. The president decides, okay, we can't go there anymore. And his decision is that we're gonna get rid of it. We're gonna say no. So President Trump said the 800,000 rather people brought in illegally to the U.S. as children, we're going to not shield them anymore from deportation. So he's forcing Congress to deal with the issue, basically. He piled a new issue on the mountain of others that were there that have to be dealt with. And Tuesday's announcement, I think, is pretty much a signal that positions that were once seen as kind of on the fringe are not on the fringe anymore. We have a pretty deeply divided Washington. The impact on the move is being felt across the nation, whether we're talking about Trump Tower in New York, around the country, and some people are protesting it, some people are applauding it. It's what we see on almost any issue. But the White House insisted that the president had really dug in and wrestled with this question of the program, again known as DACA, but concluded it wasn't an example of overreach by his, it was an example of overreaching by his predecessor. And he's taking a hard line on immigration. His aides say he wasn't enthusiastic about the decision. He sent his attorney general, Jeff Sessions, who has a long record of seeking tougher enforcement of laws against undocumented immigrants, to announce it instead of himself. But he insists that the program enacted with executive power by Obama after Congress failed to address the plight of mostly those young undocumented migrants was illegal. So he's making that right, fair or foul. 855-266-5283.
You're fired.
According to the Small Business Administration, 75% of small businesses plan to eliminate jobs or reduce workers' hours to part-time.
You're fired.
According to Gallup, the unemployment rate recently jumped to nearly 9%, and the underemployment rate hit a staggering 17.9%.
You're fired.
One out of three young adults and one out of two recent college graduates are underemployed. Hello, I'm Keith Abel, a pharmacist and a home business entrepreneur. In 2011, I became one of those statistics myself. Instead of looking for another job in corporate America, I joined Dr. Joel Waller, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. We're creating steady incomes for ourselves and would like to show you how to do the same. If you want to supplement your current income, replace your income, so you don't have to become one of the statistics, then give me a call toll-free at 866-257-3105, 866-257-3105.
You're fired.
Don't wait till you hear those words. Start creating an extra income today, 866-257-3105.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Kiyosaki, Rogers, and Schiff all concur there's an economic calamity that'll be facing this country. My question to you is, do you know when and are you prepared? Most people don't, but my friends over at Republic Monetary Exchange have been leading experts in precious metals to help you offset the coming economic collapse. Right now, for a limited time, they have a free book called The 10 Reasons You Should Own Gold. You simply need to give them a call at 888-772-2929 to get that in your hands. Do not allow the insiders to do what they did to you in 2008, putting your IRAs, 401ks, and savings in jeopardy. You need this book, and you need it now. The 10 Reasons You Should Own Gold. Call 888-772-2929. That's 888-772-2929. There's a reason that the largest investment banking company in the world, J.P. Morgan, just purchased another 50 million ounces of silver. This free book will explain it. 888-772-2929.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com, virtual care anywhere.
The show, don't forget, we kick off our Nail the Score. It comes up in our second hour, tail end of our second hour of our next show. So your chance to participate, try to nail the score, and maybe win some fabulous prizes from all of us here at America Tonight. Kate Delaney hanging out with you. We're talking about DACA and the reaction to the sanctuary for the children who came into the United States. Remember, there was, and it's called DACA, there was the sort of safe haven. It was a safe haven, and now that's being overturned. And it's kind of a mixed bag, the reaction to that. No mixed bag when it comes to Irma. There's a lot of freaked out people, and rightfully so. If you look at any of those satellite images, it would scare the bejesus out of any one of us. It is unbelievable. Oh, pray for those people in Florida, especially the Keys, Miami, if in fact it goes in that direction and hugs the East Coast line of the Sunshine State. Let's go to Dan in the great state of Texas. Hi, Dan.
Hello, baby. Hey, I thought Harvey was a 6-foot rabbit.
Yeah. Oh, boy, the people in Houston wish that was true.
Man, telling
you.
What a mother. I mean, I was watching all of the thing. Of course, you know, we got our own little donation routine here that we did.
Of course.
Yeah, well, everybody in Texas, I think, has participated.
Oh, yeah.
In one way or another. But boy, that was a bad storm. And now this Irma, oh, good God, Jimmy, I tell you. And one more thing, darling, I love you. You know that. I really do. But you got to quit picking on Paula. He didn't break the damn barbecue. It was the igniter. It wasn't his job to do the damn laundry, woman. It was yours.
You're brutal.
You
you're
quit
brutal.
Picking on Paul. He's my bud, and I'm not going to allow this, girl. I'm going to chastise you.
He broke my grill.
There's no such thing as my in marriage. Our grill, woman.
He broke our grill.
I'm talking about that.
He broke our grill.
That's right. He broke our grill. But it was the igniter without that could have happened to anybody. Even
are you sure?
Absolutely.
Okay.
I'm no barbecuer, baby. You know that.
So you
I'm
know.
I'm a fabulous cooker.
You are. You always talk about the amazing food that you're making or eating.
You want to see what I got planned for tomorrow night? I went and got me my Italian sausage. I got my mushroom, I got my olives, I got my garlic, I got my onions, I got the whole nine yards, and the Parmesan cheese, and I'm going to make spaghetti tomorrow night like there ain't no tomorrow. I'm
ooh,
going to
so
have
what
spaghetti.
Do you, what do you, kind of spaghetti do you make? Do you make angel hair, regular? What do you
angel
do?
Angel hair. I
me
love
too.
Angel hair.
I know.
Hair. You
I know.
It's so delicate. Just makes the mouth water. Just think about that stupid cheeseburger tonight.
Cheeseburgers. But, what kind of cheese did you put on it?
I just used the usual little stuff like it from the store with the boots and wrapper on it.
Yeah.
Throw a slice on there and let it melt. Mm-hmm. But I throwed all the ingredients into the burger before I throwed it on. So, you know, my usual. Let me see.
But since we're talking about food and we're foodies here, what's your favorite? I've never asked you this question. What's your favorite hands-down thing right now to eat?
I love steak. I eat more steak than they grow down the ranches in Montana.
I like that. I have a visual of that. That's nice. Thank you.
Okay, now, this old boy goes into a bar and he orders three beers. And the bartender says, what are you going to do? Don't you know we can pour it in a big glass and have it that way? He says, well, no. He says, my two brothers joined the military. One of them went to Afghanistan, and one of them is now helping out in Iraq. He goes, oh, and he says, well, I promised him that I would go in and have a beer for him every single time that I come down to town on a Friday night after payday for those two boys and myself. We'd all have a beer together, so that's why I order three beers and I drink them one at a time in honor of them and myself. He says, oh, now I understand. So one day he goes in there and he only ordered two beers. The bartender says, you know, I hate to ask, but he said, did something happen to your brothers? He says, no. He says, I met the most beautiful woman in the world, and I married her, but she's got me going to church, and she says I had to quit drinking, so I did. But my brothers didn't, so I'm just drinking them two for them. The subtlety of a mind, a Texas mind.
I love it.
You betcha.
I love it. You
well, listen,
crack
I know
me
you're
up.
Busy in a flea on a young pup, so I'll let you go, but... I love y'all, but you got to remember, you got to quit picking on Paul. I ain't going to allow that.
All right, Dan, I'm going to tell him you are also in his corner, just like Izzy, both of you ganging up on me. Thank you. He gave us a funny one. I like that. I'm going to say that was pretty good. Yeah. I happen to see this, because we need kind of lighter fare for a second. I guess there's this guy, Ray Yoder, and his wife, Wilma. They traveled across the country, and they visited every single Cracker Barrel old country store. Every single one. Can you imagine? You know what? I like Cracker Barrel. They had one by my brother's house in New Jersey, and we used to eat there once in a while. I mean, I thought it was good. But isn't it funny the things that people pick up on and they decide that they like and they're going to, that's what is going to be their thing? And he wasn't looking for any recognition to have somebody do an ep, you know, a story on him or whatever, but he just happened to go to 40 different Cracker Barrels. What does he get? They should just give him a lifetime, I don't know, card where he can go in with his wife and order whenever he wants to, because I can't imagine that he would drain the resources or do something special for him anyway. And I'd be remiss because so many of you have sent me a ton about Irma and what to do about Irma. And I have friends in Florida. I have family in Florida, and they've all sent me the fact that to even get flights out, everything is, everything is booked. And it's pretty tied up, even to get out of Tampa anywhere. And they're not predicting a mess for Tampa. They don't know that for sure, but they're predicting it more for Miami. So here is this big threat. Airlines have been waiving change fees for Caribbean destinations with the storm, which is now a Cat 5. And the Florida airports, they're talking about their waivers, waiving that whole thing, same thing, rebooking, everything. So flyers, anyone listening to me, ticketed to travel to the Caribbean, you're going to have to cancel or postpone. That means the Dominican, etc. Other destinations, St. Martin, Puerto Rico, Virgin Islands, you name it, right there. Florida travels, disruptions, mandatory evacuations. Because, I'm sorry, this we're not joking here. Not that we were joking with Harvey. Harvey was horrific. But it's certainly, I look at what's about to smash into Florida and the Carolinas, and it frightens me for my friends. I hope every single person I know gets out, because I think this is too risky. On Tuesday, American Airlines canceled its normal schedules to the islands of St. Kitts and St. Martin, added flights early in the day to help people leave right before the arrival. Travelers to any of these areas I'm talking about, you need to stay on top of the track, of Irma's track, because you're going to have disruptions. We're talking life-threatening conditions to so many areas we don't even know yet, and we're at the waiting game right now. And when I say that, we are at the waiting game. We are in the waiting room. We're at the waiting game because we have no idea. You look at the map, you see these horrible images, but chances of dissipation, not very good. A different direction, who knows? Who says it can't happen? It certainly can. It can absolutely happen. I mentioned that Nail the Score is coming up on our next show. So I want to throw this out here. There was a couple of interesting side sports notes, but this is a big one. Ezekiel Elliott's ban of 6 games has been upheld, but he's eligible for week 1. So week 1, he's eligible to play despite the ruling in the regular season game against the Giants. So he will be part of it. And it looks like there's a longer legal battle that will be ahead of this whole thing. Elliott and his team, and after the Players Association filed that request with the U.S. District Court to vacate the arbitration decision before it was made, it's just, again, another different kind of waiting game. So we'll see what happens with that suspension. Stay with us. Forbes Books at Bedtime and a whole bunch of other cool things coming up.
Congregated in his head.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now, and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-557-0158. That's 800-557-0158. Again, 800-557-0158.
So pleased to be joined by John Leonidakis, who is a name you would recognize if you went to Cooperstown. I did a show from Cooperstown, so I knew exactly who John was, and I say that because he's been producing award-winning media experiences, etc., in entertainment for a long time. You can see some of his stuff at Disney theme parks, that kind of stuff. If you've been in Seattle, the Science Fiction Museum and Hall of Fame, etc. When I mentioned Cooperstown, he's got a bunch of films in the permanent collection there, and I remember this one about the World Series, which was really stuck with me. You know, so big. I remember it was called The Day the World Series Stopped, etc. So I want to dive into baseball with him because there's an interesting question that looms, and it's about women and baseball and teams. So the overall question is, should the United States have professional women's baseball league like they do in Japan? John, thanks so much for spending some time with us.
Thank you, Kate, for having me. It's good to be with you.
And I should say this, too, and we'll talk about this. You have The Sweet Spot that's coming out, which is a documentary, right, that talks about the human side of baseball.
Yes. We actually have two seasons up already on Amazon and Roku and Vimeo on demand. And
awesome.
The first TV series to look at the human side of the game, and our mission is to preserve baseball history, celebrate a love of the game, and share stories that transcend sport and capture the imagination. I want to transform how we think about baseball and go beyond the box scores and stats to reveal the humanity that's woven into the game we love.
I'm going to go look at that as soon as I'm wrapping up this interview with you. So the question is, why don't or why can't American girls and women play baseball?
Well, they have faced institutional discrimination for well over 100 years. And American society and culture has just never been comfortable with women playing what they deem to be a man's sport. And because softball really grew teeth in the 70s to become the institution that it is today, you know, it provides college scholarships and opportunities for women to go to college. It has served as an obstruction for girls and women who want to develop their talents and skills as baseball players. And baseball is a very different game than softball, but softball has developed to the point where it is a major institution in this country. So it's very difficult for American women to get the development, training, and time with good coaching that you get as you advance through high school and college. And because they're effectively shut out from that, they don't get to develop their skills as baseball players. And so they're stuck in a never-ending do loop. And there are some little cracks being formed in what we call the old boys network, where some American values and traditions are starting to change a little bit with a little bit of forward thinking going on. And we have a little bit of a grassroots movement with some organizations that are providing opportunities for girls and women to not only play baseball, but to also coach and umpire the Little League, because really, this is all tied to the larger issue of gender discrimination in the United States.
Yeah, and it's interesting you talk about there's a little bit of cracks. As you say that, I'm thinking, John, there must be interest in this. There must be plenty of women or girls that are interested in being more involved in baseball and actually doing it or umpiring or that kind of thing, right?
Baseball is very popular among women in America as spectators. And now we're seeing there are more and more girls playing Little League Baseball, and there are some terrific players out there, and there's an organization called Baseball for All that's been going on now 10, 13 years, being run by Justine Siegel, who was the first woman to pitch batting practice for Major League Baseball teams and the first woman to coach a Major League Baseball team. She was a pitching coach for the Oakland A's during fall ball in 2015. And Justine has a national baseball tournament. I should say Baseball for All does. And they just had their third tournament where the Rockford Peaches used to play the old All-American Girls Professional Baseball League team. And they drew well over 200 girls from North America and quite possibly could have been the largest gathering of American girls and women to play baseball in a tournament in the United States.
Wow. You know, and it's so interesting as I think about this. Somebody I remember, because of course I do sports on NBC Sports Radio, a syndicated show, and it's funny you say women in the United States like baseball. I grew up in outside of Philly, and I grew up watching the Philadelphia Phillies. I grew up in that baseball culture, so I didn't play, but it's interesting. I agree with you. I think a lot of women are interested in the game, no question about it, even if they don't play. So the question is, there was a woman that was awarded an athletic college baseball scholarship for baseball, then actually went on to be the first woman to pitch a complete game in a men's professional baseball. Who was that woman, and where is she now? Because I don't know who that is.
That's Isla Borders. And Isla was a left-handed pitcher who was a terrific athlete and baseball player. She played on her boys' high school team, got an opportunity to get a college athletic scholarship to play baseball at South Coast College here in the Los Angeles area. And she was the first woman to win a college baseball game as a pitcher. And then she moved on. To pitch in the independent Northern League, where she worked with Mike Beck and the St. Paul Saints.
Yep.
And then she moved on from there to the Duluth Dukes. And on July 24th, 1998, Isla pitched a complete game victory, 3-1, over the Sioux Falls Canaries. And that she notched the first victory for a woman to pitch a game on a men's team in a professional league since 1955, when I believe we had there was a Negro League pitcher. There were women who played in the Negro Leagues who were excellent, people like Tony Stone and Mamie Peanut Johnson. But Isla is really an iconic figure, not only for women in baseball, but for baseball in general. Because of the persistence and the dedication and the courage, people have no idea the amount of abuse that is heaped on girls and women when they try to play baseball on boys and men's team. Coaches and fans and parents, they get on these people like you'd never see most other players. And some of them have faced physical assault and a kind of abuse that is shocking. I interviewed a number of women and girls who play the game, their parents, the coaches and umpires, and I think people would be absolutely shocked at the emotional trauma inflicted upon these people simply because they had the temerity to want to play our national pastime with boys and men.
Wow. And, you know, as we keep examining this and you talk about the whole gender idea and baseball and, as you say, the terrible abusive situations that people put up with or women put up with, do you think the culture changes eventually? Because this is what we're talking about and this is what we started talking about. How long does that take if we do see it change?
Well, I think it starts in youth. And Justine Siegel has a great comment. She says, when boys play with girls, you show you respect them. And when you do that at an early age, it all becomes a social function where everybody is seen as being on a level playing field. So when you start them young and they continue to play and are allowed to play and develop beyond Little League, such as in Canada, girls baseball, girls are encouraged to play baseball beyond that, and they play on mixed-sex teams in all the way up to the beginning of adolescence. And then beyond that, they have the option of going on to boys' teams if they wish, but many times they choose to be on all-girls teams up there in Canada. Mm. But girls' teams play boys' teams in Canada as they both progress through the season, and they often play each other in the playoffs. And this is why Canada has developed an excellent national program for their teams. And we see this in Japan, which is dominant. I mean, Japan now has a professional women's baseball league, and Australia is another country where they're able to develop at a very early age, and they also have a very strong national baseball team. But in some of these other countries, they're not rooted in the sort of, you know, the rooted in the past where, you know, baseball is for boys and softball is for girls. They don't have that in Canada. They don't have that in Australia. They don't have that in Japan. So all those girls are able to develop unfettered and become the tremendous athletes and develop their gifts to become bona fide baseball players. And the United States is behind the curve on that. It's getting better. We have a very good national program here with Team USA. But it's going to take some time for girls and women to develop as baseball players to the point to where the quality of the game will be strong enough to where we can have our own professional league. And, you know, you need to have that television contract. But as we've seen with other national women's teams here in the United States, like the women's soccer team, as far back as 1998, they sold out the Rose Bowl. Over 90,000 fans saw those American women play China for the gold medal in the Women's World Cup. So women's sports, as I'm sure you know, can draw fans and can draw revenue and advertisers. It just needs the opportunity to develop the talent. And we're starting to get there with the U.S. women and girls, but they've had to beat back this gender discrimination piece. And like I say, we're starting to see some cracks in the foundation that has prevented them from evolving. But it's going to take a little bit more time. And, you know, as a matter of fact, that you can count on two hands the total number of women that have played baseball on men's teams at the college level. And
wow,
we're talking well over 100 years. So that gives you an idea of where we are in the scheme of things.
John, it's fascinating talking to you about baseball. And we're speaking with John Leona Dykus, who has this incredible streaming documentary series called The Sweet Spot. John, we're going to continue with you coming up in our next segment here on ATN.
And you need him, yeah. it's been said, any society is only three missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And a crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a four-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
North Korea openly threatens the U.S. and launches a new missile every other week. Their warhead of choice? Electromagnetic pulse. Such an event would cripple the U.S. power grid for years and leave millions in the dark. Are you ready? You can be with a Solark EMP-hardened solar generator. Solark works day in and day out to keep your essentials protected. You can have peace of mind knowing your power will be there when you most need it. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to see EMP testing. That's PortableSolarLLC.com. Energy insurance for your family.
There's a man named Dr. Joel Wallach who is anything but your typical doctor, both a veterinarian and naturopathic physician. Doc asks, why does the United States spend more money on health care by far and still rank 50th in health and longevity worldwide? He believes that people should empower themselves with a basic understanding of nutrition, take charge of their health, and attain optimal health and longevity through nutrition, not by toxic prescription drugs that lead to side effects and more toxic prescription drugs. Doc Wallach's message is resonating with an increasing number of Americans who are waking up to all the big government, big pharma, and big insurance manipulation of our healthcare system. I'm George Norrie, and I like what Doc Wallach is saying and doing to enlighten people about healthcare. Visit BrightsideBend.com and listen to Doc Wallach's Deadly Recipes lecture. It makes a lot of sense, and I urge you to join the Brightside Bend team. Go to BrightsideBend.com. That's BrightsideBend.com.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
With John Leonidakis, who is the producer of The Sweet Spot, which is an original documentary series focusing on the human side of baseball as we dive into women and baseball.
Like I said, Francis Ford Coppola, the great film director, who is one of the major owners behind the Sonoma Stompers, which is a professional baseball team in Northern California, he said, growing up, my aunt was the best baseball player in my family. And so he knew that girls and women can play this game. And, you know, and women can umpire this game. Why? Because they're women. They don't have a set of eyes and ears to be able to call balls and strikes or safe or out. And why are they not in Major League Baseball umpiring when we have women who are refereeing in the NFL and they're also refereeing in the NBA? And they're a few years behind in terms of developing women in the minor league system to get them to come on up and to umpire in the major leagues. There's a woman named Jen Paywall who appears to be fast-tracked and hopefully will be umpiring within the next few years, but they have to go through their own development as well. But Major League Baseball has been behind the curve on this, and they have a diversity program that's led by Billy Beane. And they are very focused and aware that they need to have more women involved in the game, not only on the field as umpires, but at the executive level, because there are very few women at the executive level in Major League Baseball, and that's half of your audience, and they've got a problem. Major League Baseball's core audience is age 50, largely white, and aging. They're all baby boomers, and they're all going to die off not too long from now. So they're really working hard on trying to develop interest in the game for people, you know, starting out as youths. They got involved with Team USA to start this Trailblazer Series, which was an all-girls baseball camp and tournament here in Los Angeles earlier this year, and it was very successful. But there needs to be a lot more emphasis and focus on programs like that in order to affect real change. And at the end of the day, as we say, this really isn't about baseball. This is about gender discrimination in our country. And baseball has always been a reflection of American society. And many times that reflection is not pleasant.
Boy, wow, so well said. We're speaking with John Leota Dykus and getting really deep into what is such a fascinating topic and a frustrating one for so many who want to play the game and are kind of pushed out of this. I mentioned a sweet spot, and you were talking about season 3 comes out in October, and the entire season is dedicated to the biggest scandals plaguing baseball today is what we're talking about, the exclusion of women from the game. And you say, as we've mentioned this, it's been going on for so, so long. And I don't know that people realize, as you said, and why I asked you, that there was so much of a desire, not just to watch it, but to really participate in baseball and not be left out. And that says something about the culture, doesn't it?
It does. And as I said earlier, American culture and society have sort of conspired to keep women and girls off the playing field for well over 100 years.
Wow.
And, you know, League of Their Own is a wonderful film, and it's actually the highest grossing baseball film of all time. Mm. And it focused the All-American Girls Professional Baseball League. That's the longest standing women's pro baseball league, which ran from 1943 to 1954. To have occurred up until the 1990s when we had the Colorado Silver Bullets all-women's team from 94 to 97, and they barnstormed around the country. And a lot of these were girls and women who had played softball and came over to baseball. But that was a very important piece as well. And then we had the Ladies Professional League in California and Arizona in the late 90s. That really only lasted a season, but there have been efforts to mount women's professional baseball leagues. And as we saw with A League of Their Own, when women are given a chance to develop their skills as athletes and baseball players, they can be a force on the field.
Yeah, wow. Incredible. Do you hope someday that you're back doing a film and it's widespread and you've really helped crack open that conversation?
Yeah, I think that, you know, when I talk to a lot of people about what I'm working on, and so many of them say, I had no idea women could play baseball and that women have had all these challenges just trying to play the game. And so it's clear that this is a story that's largely unknown. And I'm very proud to be a part of some of the people that are trying to make the rest of our country and the rest of the world aware of this matter. We call it a Star-Spangled Scandal. And I think it's decidedly un-American because we're not talking about, well, you know, when are girls going to be able, when are women, or we're going to say a woman play Major League Baseball. Mm-hmm. That's not where the conversation starts. We're talking about allowing people to pursue their hopes and dreams, whatever they want to pursue in life. And that has a lot more meaning when you're talking about wanting to pursue those hopes and dreams of playing baseball, which is our national sport. And that's a lot of us hold that very near and dear to our hearts.
Yeah, absolutely. I can't wait to watch the Sweet Spot and to see season three and get up to speed on that for sure. And, you know, as you look at the Sweet Spot, and I'd be remiss not to ask you this because we're focusing on something that's really obviously super important. What made you start the Sweet Spot in the first place? Because you talked about focusing on the human side of baseball. Do you love baseball, John? Is that part of what your passion is?
Yeah, I fell in love with the game when I was 5 years old. I'm 50, almost 59 now, and it's just been a part of who I am growing up in San Francisco with all the great teams of Willie Mays and Willie McCovey and Juan Marichal. And I've played the game as a youngster and follow the game to this day. It's in my blood. It's what I love. And as you say, I'm very, very passionate about it. But I started making films about baseball in 2010 because, like many people, in the middle of our lives, you look in the mirror and you say, what do you want to do with the rest of your life? I love baseball. I know a lot about the game. I know a lot of really interesting stories that most people aren't aware of. I'd like to tell those stories. And I really, you know, we've been inundated with stories about who had the most home runs, the most RBIs, the most championships. I wanted to get underneath the veneer of the game and really talk about the human side of the game. I was very much influenced by an organization called the Baseball Reliquary that's based here in Pasadena, California. And they celebrate people who've impacted the landscape of the game, whether they're players or reporters or fans. It really has a very broad perspective of the game and what it means to us. And so I really liked that idea and started learning about some of these stories. So I started creating documentaries about these. And as you mentioned earlier, I have three of my films in the permanent collection of the Hall of Fame. And but these were long-form pieces. They took a long time to do. And I said, you know, I'd love to find a way to sort of cut down the cost and time of making these things and spread the cost out. And a friend of mine from college who's an expert in things in marketing and the internet, he said, you know, I don't even like baseball, but these stories you tell me about baseball are fascinating. He said, have you ever thought of starting a streaming baseball channel? I said, no, but I think it's a heck of an idea. And that launched us. And so we're into this just over a year now. And the show is getting tremendous reviews. And as you know, so many in our country here prefer to get their content from streaming channels and so forth, and not so much from network television. I mean, Disney itself now is starting their own streaming channel. So this is really, it's no longer a wave. It's a revolution, and its time has come. So we're a part of that. And people can find us on Amazon. If you're an Amazon Prime member, you watch for free. And we're also available on Roku and Vimeo on demand. And people can watch us on their mobile devices, on their laptop at home, or if you have a smart TV. And they can also find us at our home webpage, thesweetspot.tv. If you want to dig deeper, you can get into the nitty-gritty there.
I love it. John Leonidakis, thank you so much for spending some time with us on America Tonight.
Thank you so much, Kate. It's been a pleasure.
Be sure to treat him like a king, sitting on his throne. Don't be a fool like me, ignoring your man till it's much too late. If you try to get guys.
Did you know children are 52 times more likely to suffer from identity theft than adults? Credit alerts will not fix the fallout. Liberty ID does, and here's an exciting offer just for you. Go to LibertyID.com and cover your entire family, your spouse, your children, and your parents for only $129 a year. Use promo code FREETRIAL and we'll give you the first 60 days free. That's LibertyID.com, promo code FREETRIAL. LibertyID.com. LibertyID.com.
You want to save money in a place that gives you growth, control, and certainty without stock market risk or tax risk, and you want guarantees and you want it all tax-free. That's a tall order. But you can get all of that with properly designed participating whole life insurance. Most people think life insurance pays after you're dead. That's true. But you can have tax-free access to use your life insurance while you're alive. Get the free book to find out how. Call 702-660-7000.